Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we study the Bible together. And this week, I warned you yesterday, we'll be studying a really difficult story in the Old Testament. One where a man, Abraham, is asked to do something unthinkable. The story starts by preparing us for what's ahead. It knows this is going to be a difficult story, and so the Bible warns us. It says, Abraham was tested by the clear voice of God. Here's the words of the Bible that open the story. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. So the story's letting us know what's ahead. This is a test. Remember that. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So the Bible wants us to remember this is a test, a difficult, horrifying test, but it is a test. No children will be harmed, at least not physically, in the making of this Bible story. Now, I can only imagine the psychological trauma involved in Abraham and his son Isaac and Sarah and others near this story, but Isaac will live through this story. Don't worry about that. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, Abraham, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. He said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them together. So God's request for Abraham to sacrifice his son is heartbreaking and difficult, and God acknowledges that. He says, Abraham, your son whom you love. He lets him know, I get this. I get the depth of your attachment to Isaac. I get the enormity of what I'm asking you to do. This was the child that God had promised Abraham. He'd promised Abraham he would have descendants to number like the stars in the sky. He promised him that through those descendants, the entire world would be blessed. These were great promises. And after years and years of trying to have a child and not having any, Abraham and Sarah were ready to give up. Abraham even went and had a different baby with a different woman just to kind of hedge his bets because it didn't seem to be happening according to God's plan. And then God finally came through. Isaac finally showed up. And now God is asking Abraham to give up Isaac. Amazingly, Abraham does exactly what he's told to do, seemingly without really questioning it, although the Bible doesn't record every detail of these stories. What it chooses to record is simply that Abraham goes, he gets a couple of his hired men, he gets his son, they get the things they need, some wood, a fire source, and they go. They bring along a knife because they're not bringing with them, as Isaac very astutely notices, they're not bringing with them anything to sacrifice that he can see anyway. They didn't bring a lamb. He says, where is the lamb? And Abraham says that a very meaningful but also very, very sad statement that God will provide a lamb for the sacrifice. There's a double meaning there. On the one hand, maybe he is trusting God that God will provide a substitute for Isaac. But on the other hand, He's also stating that Isaac was given to him as a gift. That Isaac was a God-given gift. Maybe this is meant to get us to the point of the story, to help us see what God was trying to do. Because in that moment, Abraham seems to be recognizing that Isaac isn't his. That Isaac was a gift from God. Maybe that's what God was hoping Abraham would learn through this experience. But we'll see as we go through this story a little bit more. The amazing thing is that Abraham follows through, or at least he's willing to follow through. He goes on this journey with Isaac and a couple hired men. They come to a mountain, he leaves the men behind, and he starts to climb with just Isaac. And then the crisis moment. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. Now we're going to stop there for today and read more of the story tomorrow. And I know this is an awkward place to stop. It's a painful place to stop. Can you imagine those words being in what people call the good book? He reached out his hand with the knife to slaughter his son. It's horrible. It's horrible to imagine this. To imagine that anything could compel somebody to actually be willing to do that. Let that pain, let that distress over what kind of story this is, what kind of God this is, just sink in for a little bit. And then join us tomorrow and the next day as we read the rest of the story and we try to see where Jesus and hope can be found in this story. In the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and hopefully share with a discussion group, which is especially important when we deal with hard topics. How do you react to this story so far? Do you react with horror? With doubt? Do you simply accept it because it's in the Bible? What past experiences or presuppositions do you think are part of your reaction? All right, well, you've got something to discuss there. I'll see you tomorrow as we read the rest of the story and see where Jesus and hope can be found. Bye for now.